reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
It was another incredible event down in Florida this past weekend for the Players' Cup. There, Eric McCabe picked up his first major victory, and Valerie Jenkins added yet another one to her impressive resume. Coming up on this edition of PDGA Radio, we'll have a rundown of that action along with the final season series results, a summary of the latest player ratings update that includes nearly 150 players over the 1,000 rated mark. We'll also take a look ahead at your post-Thanksgiving tournament schedule and the rest of this week's disc golf news. It's coming up right here on PDGA Radio. Thanks to our sponsors, which include Innova, the PDGA Store, the International Disc Golf Center, and Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
The 2008 PDGA season's final major event was held this past weekend in Crystal River, Florida, for the Players' Cup presented by Discraft, and it was in dramatic fashion, helping finish off his best year as a pro, that Discraft team member Eric McCabe of Kansas captured his first major championship title with a one-throw victory over California's Greg Barsby. Down by a throw going into the final day, McCabe had his work cut out for him as Barsby was also having a fantastic weekend, including a second-round score of 59 that was best of the day by 3. He then beat that by 3, throwing a 56 on Sunday during the final round, birdieing 7 of the back 9 holes. But it still wasn't enough to fight off the play of McCabe, who threw a bogey-free 54 during the final round, also birdieing 7 of the final 9, en route to the best score of the weekend. They were tied after hole 5 on Sunday. Eric, though, took the lead on 7, held on until 15. When Barsby tied it back up, Barsby then birdied 2 of the final 3, but missed out on 17. McCabe birdies the final 3 and takes the score with a 23 under for the weekend on the par 66 Plantation Inn course. It's a bogey-free final round 54, takes him to the $3,500 first place prize, one throw ahead of Barsby. Nico LoCastro takes third place, 2 throws off the lead. Marcus Kallstrom finishes in fourth, and the first round leader Avery Jenkins finishes in fifth. On the women's side, Valerie Jenkins beat her fellow competitors by 21, easily capturing her third major title of the year. Final score of plus 5 would have been good for 31st on the men's side. She instead takes the $1,200 first place women's prize home and adds to her already record-breaking year. Courtney Peavy finishes in second place, 2 throws ahead of Angela Chigfry. Don't forget to check out the new PDGA.com for more information and content from PDGA Media about the 2008 Players' Cup. And stay tuned next on PDGA Radio, our details on who was crowned champions of the 2008 National Tour Point Series. And still to come, our other results from last weekend, this week's disc golf news, and much more. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunipace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. The PDGA National Tour represents the top tier of professional disc golf events and was established in 2003 as a means of showcasing the sport of disc golf to the general public. The 2008 tour consisted of a series of 9 events held across the country. Competitors in these events earned points based upon their place of finish, with the results of their top 4 finishes used to qualify for the inaugural Drive for the Championship, presented by Woodchuck Cider. The Drive for the Championship consisted of the PDGA World Championships, the U.S. Disc Golf Championships, and the Players' Cup. The top 30 men and top 10 women points leaders from the NT Series were qualified, and the series points from their 4 event qualifying totals carried forward and added to the 3 drive events to determine cash bonuses and the title of PDGA Tour Champion for 2008. Going into the series-ending event this past weekend at the Players' Cup, Valerie Jenkins had an insurmountable lead and needed only to finish the event to claim the women's title. Valerie did more than just finish. She made a strong statement by completely dominating the event to win by 21 throws, and her 2-under-64 in the first round rated at 10-18. The highest rated round in history by a woman on a course with an SSA of over 66. Angela Chick-Fry finished in second place in the series standings, followed by Carrie Berlegar, Liz Lopez, and Des Redding. Flipping over to the men's side, David Feldberg held a narrow lead over Nate Dawes for the points title going into the Players' Cup, and it was a very tight race down to the final hole between these good friends and fierce competitors. In the end, Feldberg finished the event tied for 12th place, while Nate finished tied for 7th place, giving Feldberg a very narrow 11-point win for the series points. Avery Jenkins, Eric McCabe, and Barry Schultz rounded out the top 5 for the men's season series standings. The top 10 men and top 5 women were presented with bonus checks totaling $8,000, with the top 5 men and top 3 women also taking home National Tour trophies. The PDGA would like to extend their gratitude and thanks to Woodchuck Cider for sponsoring the 2008 National Tour Points Series and the Drive for the Championship. This year's final players' ratings update was released earlier this week, and you may be surprised when you look at the list of top 10 rated men in the world, as there are some new names on the list and old names in a new order. Currently, it's Sweden's Jesper Lundmark holding the world's highest rating with a 10.41 in his 18 calculated rounds. Then in second place with a 10.40 rating, it's North Dakota's Daryl Nodland, behind wins in each of his 3 tournaments over the past year. He's followed in third place by David Feldberg, who should still maintain his number 1 position in the overall world rankings when they're next updated. Nate Doss, Johnny McRae, Marcus Kallstrom, Ken Climo, Barry Schultz, Steve Rico, and Eric McCabe round out the top 10, with McCabe in 10th with a 10.29, actually tied with Josh Anthon. On the women's side, it's Angela Chick-Fry, currently with the highest rating in the world for a woman, with 9.66, 1 point ahead of Des Redding. Valerie Jenkins in third at 9.61, followed by Elaine King and Birgitta Lagerholm. The highest rated amateur for the men is still Mark Estenfelder. He's at 1,004, followed by the young Swedish player Oscar Stenfelt, who's at 9.99. Maury Hargraves of Texas is the highest rated female amateur at 9.31. That's 6 points ahead of Brittany Blair. And overall, there's now an incredible 148 current PDGA members with a rating over 1,000.
You're listening to PDGARadio.com.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and 2 championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center. It's time for your PDGA Radio News. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Controversy continues to swirl in Northern California around the Chico City Council's decision to remove a popular disc golf course there. According to KNVN-TV of Chico, the council voted 4-3 last Tuesday to restore the 25 acres of Upper Bidwell Park to its natural habitat, meaning the 19-year-old disc golf course will be closed down. The vote comes after years of debate about whether the course is damaging to the environment. Council members later defended their decision, saying they were simply voting in favor of moving the course to a better location. "This is not about a ban on disc golf," said Mayor Andy Holcomb. He sees it as a promotion of disc golf to a proper place where it can benefit all of the community. Disc golf supporters worry similar environmental concerns will stop any plans for a new course and are pursuing their options, which may include a petition drive to force a citywide referendum on the issue. Disc golfers near Abilene, Texas will have a new course to play in the spring on the campus of Abilene Christian University. The new nine-hole course was designed by longtime touring pro Jay Redding and is currently under construction in the Sherrod Residential Park, complete with cement tees, picnic tables, benches, a kiosk, and signs signifying each hole's sponsor. Two other disc golf courses can be found currently in Abilene. They're at Cal Young and Will Hare Parks. And now a reminder that the next deadline for the PDGA Innovation Grant is coming up quickly. It's this next Monday, December 1st. Five grants in the amount of $500 each will be awarded in mid-December. The completed grant application, along with additional information and any supporting documents you wish to include, must be received by the PDGA office before December 1st. More information can be found on PDGA.com or by contacting the PDGA office. You're listening to PDGA Radio. Stay tuned, as still to come are the other results from this past weekend and a look ahead at next weekend's schedule. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com. Your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. There were just a couple events on the PDGA schedule last weekend besides the Players' Cup. They included the Japanese National Championships, where I can't give you the results because they're listed in Japanese and my translator was not available. But in Michigan, they had a C-tier in Lansing, where Bill Tem got the win in Open, Liz Carr won for the women, Mark Ellis won in Masters, and Trevor Thorpe won in Advanced. In Reidsville, North Carolina, Scientific Disc Golf hosted an event which was won by Michael Johansson. David Wiggins Jr. finishes, though, in second place, eight throws behind, and appears to have denied the cash, retaining his amateur status. In the advanced division, there was a playoff for first place between Brian Baldwin and Chris Scarlett. The winner of that playoff was Chris Scarlett. And finally, another C-tier in Appling, Georgia, where Jason Makarovich gets the win in a playoff over Jeff Brick. Brett Russo finishes in third. Looking ahead to the upcoming post-Thanksgiving weekend, just four events listed. They are in Juneau, Alaska, Brown Deer, Wisconsin, Ypsilanti, Michigan, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. Check back with PDGA Radio next week for results from those tournaments along with the rest of your disc golf news and information. It'll be right here on PDGA Radio. Are you or someone you know involved in a business or organization that would benefit from advertising to thousands of disc golfers worldwide on a weekly basis? If so, then PDGA Radio wants to help you out. There is now a limited number of spots open for advertising on PDGA Radio, where you'll have the opportunity to have your business heard about by thousands of disc golfers on the only weekly program covering the great sport of disc golf. Available on PDGARadio.com, iTunes, and numerous other podcasting websites, you'll be sure to see positive results from your small investment. For more information about advertising with PDGA Radio, contact Brian Graham at the PDGA office or email pdgaradio@pdga.com. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.